Is QuickBooks slowing your business down? Do you have challenges managing inventory, project profitability, or just getting paid fast enough? Get your business to a better place and graduate to NetSuite today. Stop paying for multiple systems that don't give you the information you need when you need it. Ditch the spreadsheets and all the old software you've outgrown. Now is the time to upgrade to NetSuite by Oracle, the world's number one cloud business system. NetSuite gives you visibility and control over your financials, HR, inventory, e-commerce, and more. Everything you need, all in one place, instantaneously. Whether you're doing a million or hundreds of millions in revenue, save time and money with NetSuite.
Join the over 24,000 companies using NetSuite right now. Let NetSuite show you how they'll benefit your business with a free product tour at netsuite.com/info. Schedule your free product tour right now at netsuite.com/info, netsuite.com/info.
It's time!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Five Rounds Interviews. Today with me is a special guest, who I can't wait to hear his story, and I believe yous won't be able to either. Today with me is a young athlete who suffers with autism, who's kindly give his time and who's happy to tell you his story, and I'm more than happy to sit here and listen. Today with me is Ewan Hartley. Ewan, how are we doing?
Yeah, man, I'm all right. Thank you for the invitation.
Honestly, you're welcome. It's this one's a special one for me. Obviously, with you suffering with autism and coming out and wanting to speak about it, I do much appreciate that. So that's a big thank you from us at the Five Rounds Podcast.
Yeah, it's no worries, man. No worries. Happy to share my story.
Ah, thank you. Obviously, so we'll jump right into it. Obviously, being a young athlete who suffers with autism, how do you keep a very positive attitude towards everything?
I mean, you know, it just starts off with my motivation from family, really. And I've always had that mindset of just being like, you know what, I'm different. I'm just going to show the world that pretty much someone with mental health can do what he can do, to be honest. That not many autistic people step into the ring and get punched in the face. Not many people can do that, but to be fair, honest, I've always had that positive mindset, just get in the ring, you know, and I've always loved to fight. And I get that from everyone that's supported me, and yeah, I'm just here now, and I'm still fighting.
Well, that's it. Obviously, it's a brilliant mindset to have, and I see on social media that you do appreciate your family, and you always say like, yeah, they're a massive support, and I do believe that helps having a good support network around you, and they can make you overcome that, what most people believe people with autism can't. And you knew in this case is a special case where it's you're proving that just because you suffered with autism, you can keep a positive mindset and you can do what you set out to do.
Yeah, it's just one of those things, isn't it? Not many have a mindset like mine to step into the ring and be like, okay, I'm facing this guy, let's just get straight into it. You know, not many people with mental health can do that, but I've always been like toughened up as a kid, and I've always been that type of person, to be quite honest. I just love to fight.
Oh yeah, well, that's sure, because obviously going into your kickboxing career, you started at a young age, and what was it like, your kickboxing career as a child?
At first I was just like, you know, I'm a kid. I was just going to mess about now and then, you know, what kids do. But then I was just like, you know, I can make a living out of this. I mean, I'm autistic. I'm probably like, I'm pretty much like, I'm not sure if I'm the only one, but I'm like, I'm the only one with that mindset to just be like, yeah, I want to fight. And ever since I did my first sparring session at Black Knights kickboxing, I was just like, you know what, this is what I want to do. This is what I want to do in life. And I've learned many things being from a kid to now. I mean, as a kid, I was in Black Knights, as many people would know.
A lot of people would know that. You've got your photos are all over the walls. I still train at Black Knights, and you and your sister and your father, your photos are all there. All your medals with you in the paper and stuff. So, but yeah, you're a Black Knights celebrity. So that should make you feel proud in a way.
Yeah, I'm proud. I'm proud to be that type of person. You know, I've always had tons of respect for my old trainer, Alan Clarkin. You know, I've always respected him for making me. Without him, I don't know if I'd be a kickboxer, to be fair. But you know, Alan's always kept me on the guidelines. You know, now I train Dragons kickboxing, and I just like to learn new things. You know, I like to develop and evolve as a kickboxer, and I've been doing kickboxing now since I was 6 years of age, and now I'm going on to 20 years old, which is not many people would do that. Or
I get exactly what you're saying. Like, obviously, so without Alan, you wouldn't have. You don't think yourself you would have been a kickboxer. And going on to Alan, he's helped a lot of different people, myself included. And he's definitely a good guy to be your first trainer. And then obviously moving on to your Dragons, who's the instructor there?
Stephen Wong.
That's it. I always forget his first name. I always want to call him Daniel for some reason. I always want to call him Daniel. But again, going on to moving on to a different gym, you want to broaden your skill set. You get a better understanding of your kickboxing career, which is not bad. I always have the opinion of you don't have to just stick to one place. You can go out and venture. Yeah, at the end of the day, you're doing it for you more than anything.
Yeah, I'd just like to develop my skill. I'd like to develop my power, you know. My power has always been there since Alan's place. And I used to just kick posts as a kid. I was a bit stupid. I mean, if I hadn't done that, my legs wouldn't be as powerful as anything. Now I'm at Dragons. I've definitely developed that mindset of being a better fighter. After a year off, shall I say, then going on to Dragons to have my first fight for them and having my first TKO victory was a bit mad, to say the least. And, you know, I always respect my opponents for stepping in the ring, because as soon as you step inside them ropes, you're already a winner, because not many people out there can step into them ropes and be like, yo, I'm just going to fight. You know, I always respect people that step inside the ring and show people what they can do. And I've earned many respect from other people, especially around the world, you know, for being as crazy as I am. And then I've seen my dad fight as well. It was a I was very inspired by that, because, you know, he suffers from COPD, you know. Not many 50-year-olds step into the ring with COPD and just fight. And fight for their breath, really. So seeing that was just like, yo, I need to up my game a bit.
Oh, definitely. That's a big part of a lot of people's lives. And were you looking at that as your father stepping into the ring? And I could imagine it is a massive inspiration. Obviously, you've got your dad there, and then you're aspiring to be the best kickboxer you can be, and your dad's laying someone's ass on the canvas. It's one of the you always inspire to be better. And if your dad's there pushing you, not only supporting you, but actually doing it, fighting with you, and he does it, he trains with you, correct me if I'm wrong. He still trains now.
He trains with me all the time, pretty much.
See, that's it, and that's you can't ask for more. Like, that is a fantastic support network. You've literally got your dad backing you, and what more would you ask for out of a dad? Your son's there trying to give it his best, and you're there giving all the support, which is a fantastic support network. And obviously, like, going on to now, you're a young athlete who's not only just setting his mind to kickboxing, you're actually in education as well. So how do you balance your kickboxing career with your education, and how do you balance everything that's going on in your life, Ewan?
I've always been the type of person for education, you know, not always as in high school, because I never passed high school, but I'm working on that now. Got my head down, passed my GCSEs, and gone into a construction site as well. I mean, I've been plastering. Now I'm onto bricklaying, you know. And then I balanced that out with my kickboxing, because I always train at nights, and then at mornings I can just be like, yo, I can just learn my education, you know, learn my maths and English and that, because I'm not really the best at that, but I mean, I try. That's right. But,
That's all you can do at the end of the day. I'm dyslexic myself, and I'm exactly the same as you. I'm educational wise, when I was a young kid in high school and that, like, that might as well have just gone out of the window. And I did exactly the same as you, tried to get my head down as much as I can in college, because I knew then at that point, if I don't change something or don't do something, I'm probably going to end up being a bum.
Yeah, I get it. And that's what I thought. I was just there like, you know what, I might be autistic, it might be hard for me, but I've got to do it, man. I've got to try and do something, try and get a job or something, and then balance that out with my kickboxing career, which I'm going far. I mean, this year's not really been the best year for any of us at all.
Yeah.
But hopefully 2021, you'll see big things from me.
Oh, definitely. I hope we do, and I don't doubt that for a second. I've seen your work over the last couple of years. You're a British champion, European champion, and obviously now a world champion in kickboxing. So you've definitely got a bright future ahead of you. But then doing all this sort of stuff, as well as suffering with being autistic, that takes a strong mindset and a strong person to not only know that you need to do something with your education, you want to be better in your kickboxing, you want to push yourself and challenge yourself. And now, correct me if I'm wrong, a lot of autistic people can't do that, because a lot of them, like, in a way, suffer with anxiety at the same time. So it's hard for them. So it does take a... So to me, you definitely are a special person in that way, because you're breaking them boundaries. You're pushing into what everyone thinks is not possible, and you're showing them that, hang on, I've been doing this since I was six. It is possible.
Yeah. It is possible. Literally. Oh, my Lord. Sick. I've been doing this since I was six. It's crazy how years fly by, you know. It really is. And achieving all I've done, like being a world champion, European, English, unified world champion, you know, I've done it all except Fight Night, which I really want to do. I was like, you know what, I really want to do this. I really want a world title fight at a Fight Night somewhere. That's what my dream is. That's what I'm going to push myself for. I'm like, you know what? I want this world title. I want it at Fight Night. So I want to be the best. As much as that's a bit big-headed, but that's...
Absolutely not. At the end of the day, you've pushed yourself. Like you said, just say it to yourself. From six-year-old, you've been training. That's just absolutely mental. And you've never give up. And you've always kept on with the same passion. And you've always... trying to achieve your goal. Everything you've set out to do, you've done. And I do believe you will fight for a world title fight on a Fight Night. It's like Michael Bisping said, it's your destiny. You have never give up. So I believe you will achieve that. And obviously the feeling of that will be amazing to you. But what was the feeling like travelling to Italy to represent Great Britain in the sport that you love?
You know what? It was like a surreal moment for me. You know, I never thought in my wildest dreams that I'd ever go abroad to represent my country. I never thought it that ever happened, but it did. And my mindset when I was on that coach, just travelling down to that arena, was just like, you know what? I'm fighting for my country and I'm fighting for me. You know, I mean, I don't really need the, like, oh, good luck, you're in. I'm like, don't worry, I don't need it. If I win, I win. If I lose, I lose, you know. It's like, it's a learning curve for me. You know, it makes me better. And I was like, you know what, I'm going to look back at that and be like, you know what, this is what I can do. This is what I can improve on. This is, you know, all those type of stuff, you know. I didn't just compete in kickboxing at that day as well. I was in MMA as well. I mean, I only won in Great Britain to step into a cage with a Russian and didn't even train for it. So I don't know what was going on in my head at that time.
Okay, the challenges, you push yourself.
And I was just there like, I was beating the guy as well, kickboxing him and everything. And then he just took me down and I was like, oh, God. There's no way I'm beating a Russian in wrestling. I came out laughing my head off after my kickboxing fight. I had that fight. I came out and a bunch of Irish people just came towards me and you're like, you're crazy, you. After fighting this Irish guy, his name was Sean O'Rourke, I think. I earned that guy's respect at that moment. Stepping inside a cage and I was like walking out laughing. My coach is there like, oh my Lord.
I can imagine so.
He didn't know what to do, so he had to get my dad to corner me. And they all came over, him and about three people were like, oh, you're crazy. I'm there like, I just love to fight, mate. That's just me. He went, and then I met the guys at the hotel actually, and they were like, what does that ribbon stand for on your arm? I was like, yeah, I'm autistic. They were like, no way. It's like, you've just done that and you're autistic. I'm like, yeah, mate. They're like, you're amazing, mate. I earned a lot of people's respect that day. The Italians, the Irish people that were there. And yeah, it was the surreal moment for me to represent my country on that day. And unfortunately, my dad never fought because he came down with an illness, but he still got third place out of it all. So I was like, you know what, Dad, I'd take it. He didn't want to take it. At first, he's like, I didn't fight for it, so I didn't earn it. I'm like, Dad, just take it.
Knowing your dad, he definitely does deserve it. He might not have fought on the day, but he definitely does deserve it. So obviously, the support network he's got around you, and like you say, the guys. Your dad's 50-year-old, and what 50-year-old is going down to these places and supporting the son, and not only that, he's fighting alongside the son. That's your dad definitely does deserve it, fighting or not.
He does full contact as well, and I'm just there like, what is wrong with you, Dad? What is wrong with you? I'm like, you've got all these. He says he's gonna retire, but I highly doubt that. I was there like, no, Dad, there's no way you're retiring from competing.
Well, that's it. Well, obviously, you've got him who's got that mindset, and well, I think we've just discovered exactly where you've got it from, you. And
I think I got it from my dad. I know I got it from my dad. He's absolutely he's out of this world, mate. I was like, whoa. When his first fight, he was against some 7-foot man. He can't look at the guy until they touch gloves. He goes up to him, looks up, and he's like, shit. We're all looking at him. My mum's just literally hiding behind Tobias. And all we see, no one recorded it. And to this day, my coach is livid that no one recorded it. And he literally front kicks him. overhand rights him and drops him there like a sack of spuds. I'm like, oh shit.
It's like, whoa, what just happened?
I'm like, what's happened? He demonstrated his power then. He went, I won't even go in full power either. I'm like, I don't even want to see you go full power. Like, I don't even want to. I'm like, you'd put someone in a coma, mate. If that were half your power, and the guy were bragging about Boston saying you were a world champion, and my dad's thinking to himself, yeah, and I just put you on your ass. You know, it's one of those. I've always had, I think I get that mindset from my dad, you know. At the world championships as well, the guy brought my nose, you know, and I was laughed at him. The guy literally looked like, he was like, why is he laughing at me? I just broke his nose. And I'm laughing at him. You know when adrenaline just takes over and you're
there? Absolutely.
And you're shaking, you're like, I'm loving it. You know, that's what I overcome. And I was like, you know what? And the guy literally put my nose together and I'm like, wait, when's my next fight? He went, no, you're not fighting again. I'm like, yeah, I want to fight again.
Well, that's the mindset of a true fighter out there who never wants to give up. He always want to push himself. But then obviously, like, getting the respect of all the people when you're in Italy, when they found out you've got the autistic band around as a tattoo.
Yeah, yeah.
I can imagine their sort of feeling when they've just saw someone who's not only pushed themselves on venturing out, going abroad to fight, to represent their own country, having all the eyes and the attention on them, but then to go into a totally different fight where you haven't trained, just to push yourself. And it sounds crazy when you say it, but it's like amazing. Like Demetrius Johnson, when before he started like properly training in mixed martial arts, when he, with his coach basically did that to him, whereas they'd go to these places and he'd fight in multiple different disciplines just to get better as a mixed martial artist. And that's you, and that's exactly what it sounded like you did in Italy, which for someone who suffers with being autistic, that's amazing. To not only push your boundaries to fight abroad, but to then go, right, I've done this, I'm going to challenge myself now, I want to enter that one.
I mean, literally, that's all. I've always had that mindset, you know. I've never given up anything. I was there like, they could put me on the floor, they could like TKO me or anything, I'd still get up and I'd be like, you know what, you ain't knocking me down. I'm sorry, but you ain't knocking me down. I'll keep fighting and I'll keep standing tall, and I'll be like, you know what, I'm a different kettle of fish. So it is what it is. I get that toughness from my dad as well. And that showed on the fight, on the fights to watch. I mean, my dad's got his YouTube channel, and you know, my fight's on there, that TKO victory. I mean, that kick that I did to him at Roundhouse were beautiful. I'm not going to lie. I keep watching that back and I was like, you know what? I'm proud of that. I'm proud of that kick.
Yeah, you should be. You should be. I'll definitely go and check that out after the podcast and put it on our Twitter page if I can find it.
Yeah, yeah. I'll send you a link to it. I'll send you a link to it. You know, it's not. I mean, old fights are on there as well. You know, remember them sambo days as well.
Absolutely, Alan loves his sambo.
Sambo days. You know, me, Ryan Marsden. You know, Romario. Seneca, you know, the OGs of the Black Knight Sambo team, you know, Viona.
All of them, absolutely. You got Jav's son as well. You
know, Jameel. Yeah. He's doing amazing in Blackburn Predators. Him.
Yeah, he's done his first fight second fight in mixed martial arts. He's doing a BTEC coaching.
Yeah, yeah. He's doing great, him. You know, I was going to say, from the level he was at Sambo when I wrestled with him, you know, from me, you know, wrestling with Jameel, you know, his skill set for this wrestling game has definitely improved. And it goes to show what the teachings he's had, you know, and the teachings I've had as well, you know, because I've always seen Alan as Alan Corkin as like a great guy, you know. He's a I just like to travel around different kickboxing places, you know, just get my mindset going, you know, improve on my skill, improve on my power, improve on my my thinking skills, you know, when you get in the ring. So when most people go in the ring, you see them swinging, don't you? You just see them like proper swinging, and it's just like, what are you doing? I'm trying to figure out that thinking set, you know, that he's got his guard up, you know, he's got his defense, he's good, you know, where do I go from here, you know?
Yeah.
That's, and then every time I step in the ring, I'm just there like, I always have people beside me, you know, and I'm always thinking, what pushes me the most is the fact that I'm different, I've got autism, you know, not many autistic people can do it. And I'm like, you know what, it's time to show the world that we can make a fucking difference, you know.
What an attitude to have, honestly.
Well, we can make a difference, you know. It's like, it doesn't matter if you're autistic, you know, it doesn't matter if you've got ADHD, anything else, any mental health, it doesn't matter if you've got it. If you've got, like, a dream that you want to pursue, then you've got to go for it. So that's all I think about. When I'm in that ring, I know the spirit of my grandmas are beside me, like, telling me to kick their ass. I mean, not many people knew that. I mean, and that's why I'm always in corner, you know. You know, like little prayers now and then I just go for it, you know. Because I know I've got that, the power of family being beside you. And, you know, I mean, obviously now, going into 2021, I've got competitions, I've got family supporting me, I'm going to have my girlfriend supporting me, you know. Everything is going to be... 2021 is going to be my year. That's what I'm thinking about. It's my year.
I definitely believe that, you. And I believe what you put your mind to, you can achieve it. You say from 6 years of age, you've done that. And I don't think anything at this moment in time is going to stop you from achieving your goals. And going, obviously, with someone who, a young athlete who suffers of autism, who's not just pushing the boundaries for his fighting career, for his education, and for his own mental health, you're trying to get the word out there that anything is possible. So, yeah. Ewan, what's the most important piece of advice you could give anybody, whether it being a young athlete or just a young person in general who's suffering with any sort of mental health or autism and who wants to compete?
I was just going to say, just go through it. You know, just go through it. Don't let anything hold you back. You know, anything you're thinking about, you know, negativity, don't think of it. If you want something, you go through it, you know. That's what I've always said. You know, anyone with autism and with any mental health whatsoever, they'll always have that, you know, anxiety touch. You know, they'll be like, what do I do? But I've never been like that, especially when it comes to kickboxing. I've never done that. Because I've always been thinking, like, yeah, I want to fight. I want to do it. So there's nothing stopping me. That's what I've always been about, you know. Some kids now, you know, I've seen some kids that are training with mental health. You know, not many coaches can deal with mental health. So when I see that, I'm like, what are you doing? It's like, they're different. Let them have their moments. And then you can, like, train, you know, train them mentally before physically. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what Alan did with me. He trained me mentally before he trained me physically. And that's what he did when I were a kid, you know. I'll never forget that, you know. I have tons of respect for that man. You know, Dragons have fought every single time, you know, sparring people like Alyssa Britshaw, you know, everyone else there, sparring my dad, you know, sparring other people there, you know. I like to spar, you know, I like to fight. I mean, I've always had that mentality, so you know what? I'm just going to go for it, you know. This is my moment. This is my time to shine. No one's stopping me.
That is definitely the best attitude to have, Ewan, especially at this moment in time of being a young athlete. You've come you've come so far already, and I don't think anything's going to be stopping you anytime soon from achieving everything you want to achieve. And like I say, with Alan, he's an amazing coach and elite level. He's the only person in Burnley that has trained a UFC champion, Michael Bisping. He's trained so many champions over the years, and he doesn't just train people in fighting, like you were saying, Ewan. He can train you mentally as well. He's a very good trainer like that. But not only that, he's not one of these trainers that is going to think bad of you to go to a different gym or to learn in that. Because he's all about learning. He loves people's passion for the sport. And if you want to learn, he loves that. He doesn't think bad of you. So when people go to his gym and then go away, he doesn't think ill of them. It's just learning to him. And it actually, from speaking to him, it warms his heart, because he's got from his students who he's taught, who keeps going on. Because like you say, you've been doing it since 6 year old. A lot of people, we both know at this moment in time, a lot of people would have given up by then. Like, we've both been in the sport and been training in mixed martial arts for years, and a lot of people give up. 9 out of 10 people stop.
I mean, I remember Romario Sambo time, you know, when he did Sambo back in the day. I do remember the time where he lost and he went off angrily, which was right. I mean, he got a kid on the way, if I'm wrong.
No, he's just he's had his little baby girl now.
Oh, has he had his little baby girl?
Had his little baby girl now. She's 9 weeks. 9 weeks this week.
Nine weeks. Oh, I remember. Oh, damn. Oh, tell him congrats for me, man.
I will do, definitely.
Damn right. Yeah. I mean, ever since that moment of being a child, you know, I've sparred and I'm like, you know what? This is what I want to do in life. You know, I'm gonna progress to pro level, hopefully. Hopefully be a pro kickboxer and extend my passion and hopefully be a UFC fighter one day. Well, I mean, yeah.
I honestly hope to God that you do, because if you are the young athlete, which I know you are, who pushes himself and likes the challenges, if you can get up there to the UFC, which I do believe, when you keep pushing yourself and keep entering into these competitions and these disciplines and training and not losing focus, you are going to be one of them fighters up there, and your story can pass on further and further. And you are an inspiration story, Ewan. I can't stress this enough, how important it is for me on the podcast to get out there that you are a young athlete who suffers of autism, and you are a young athlete with autism who's overcome so much already, and who's going to overcome so much more. And possible, any sort of autism or mental illness, anything is possible. If you have the right support network around you and you keep focused on what you want to do, anything is possible.
Yeah, exactly. You are definitely 100% right. You know, not many people with autism can do what I do, but you know what? I'm glad that some people with mental health that are doing the sport right now. There's not many in this world that do it, but there's some. And you know what? I want it to keep growing. You know, I want it to keep going, because if they want to be a fighter, no one can be discriminating. You know, no one discriminated me throughout the years, and I've earn respect for multiple of gyms, you know, from fighting like the USKAs, you know, from all them, especially Black Knights. I mean, I've done so much for them, and it was an honor to share that. Now Dragons, and having the skills, developing my skills from Stephen Wong, you know, probably. He's an amazing trainer, you know.
Absolutely, he definitely is. Especially one of the best kickboxing trainers. His eye for detail in kickboxing is definitely up there, especially in the Northwest, around where we live.
Yeah, he is up there as like one at best. You know, he has the knowledge to pass on, and I take that with full consideration. You know. He's a young trainer, But, you know, he has that mindset, you know. He has the skills and, you know, I'm just thankful to be learning that, you know, learning elsewhere as well, you know, training myself too. And it's just one of those. I've never given up and I can't wait for next year to fight again, you know. I can't stress this enough. I want to fight. You know, I've missed it. I've missed getting punched in the face. as mad as that is, I've missed getting punched in the face. You know, it's one of those. I miss the adrenaline. I miss the, you know, the, like, come on, Ewan. You know, all that. I miss it all because, you know, I've done it all. I've been in magazines and no, kickboxing magazines and everything else, and newspapers, you know. I mean, it hasn't boosted my ego at all. I'm a very humble fighter. I mean, you can put me on anything. You can put me on news. I won't care. Oh. I'd just be there like, you know, I'm just doing this for the love of this. I'm not doing it for attention. I just do it because I love it.
Absolutely.
That mentality that I have with mental illness may inspire a lot of people, you know, to be like, you know what, if he can do it, I can do it. You know, that's pretty much my mindset. You know, I get inspired a lot by Tyson Fury and his journey, you know, from struggling to now where he is. And that inspires me a lot because he's mental health and he's still fighting, you know. And he's fighting Joshua next, I think.
Yeah, I do believe so now that Joshua's won his last fight last week. I do believe they're scheduled. I don't think anything signed off in contract, but I believe they're in talks of them two fighting next year.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think Joshua is going to beat Fury, in my opinion.
I agree with you on that.
Because if you've seen the last fight, it was showing like his old sloppy techniques, you know. You know, against Ruiz.
Yeah,
you know, he was swinging, you know, and he was doing good for the first rounds. He was showing his boxing skills and his knowledge, but he wanted like knockouts and everything, so he was just going for it. You know, that's not what an athlete is. And like Fury said, pretty much, just like Fury said, it's like, it was nothing special.
Absolutely. There's nothing special about him, and that. But there's a lot special with Tyson Fury, obviously, with suffering with a lot of it. He suffered with depression for a long time, and he came fighting back bigger and better, which is
became one of the greatest of all time. I mean, showing his skills, his boxing skill set, overthrown Anthony Joshua's. As much as people hate the fact that. As Anthony Joshua fans, I'll be like, no, he doesn't. I mean, you cannot stress the fact that Tyson Fury's skills are just leagues above any heavyweight. No one can move as fast as him.
Absolutely. His technical boxing is just 10 to nothing. He beats all these top 5 and top 10 heavyweight boxers about.
I was going to say, and he proved that against Wilder. You know, when Wilder starts swinging, you know, like Joshua did in his last fight, you know, just from that fight alone, I knew that, like, yeah, Fury's just going to be undisputed. He's going to have all belts. I mean, I can see it happening. Fury's just too good. He is too good. And that's literally what I think. And
that's it. It's good to obviously think like that. So he's got the similar mindset, because he always goes on about he's not bothered about being famous. He's not bothered about being a millionaire. Oh. He's bothered about just his family and just being basically happy. And that's exactly what you're on about. You say you're a very humble person. You have been in magazines. You have been in the newspaper. You have been on the internet. Your videos are all over YouTube. But you're a very humble guy. You know that the support network around you is what's giving you this energy, nothing else. This other stuff's just the added extras.
Yeah, the thing that gives me the energy is my family, my grandmas, and pretty much now my girlfriend, because they're all very supportive and very, very supportive of what I do, you know. And I'm not asked about being famous or anything. I couldn't care less about that. Even if I was like on UFC somewhere, you know, earning millions, I wouldn't really care. I'd just give it to I'll just donate it to mental health people and NHS, because they're the people that fight, you know. I could, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I know exactly what you mean. That is a very calm thing to say, and obviously that's a very calm thing to do, a very humble thing to do, and it just goes to show what sort of young character you are and what you are going to be able to achieve. You're not going to be one of these arrogant people. You're inspired by Tyson Fury, not just of the work he does in the ring and out of the ring. And I think that's a very inspirational story, not just for me, but for a lot of people. And I can't wait for people to hear this podcast, because I think a lot of people are going to be interested and very much overwhelmed, because it's going to show that, again, anything's possible.
Yeah, anything is possible, man.
Definitely is possible. Ewan, it's been a pleasure having you on the show, having you on the podcast talking about this. It's very much an eye-opener for me, and going to be an eye-opener for a lot of other people. I do appreciate it.
Thank you, man. Yeah.
Thank you.
I appreciate it too, man. I appreciate being on here, you know, talking about my story and what led me to the man I am today. 2021 is definitely going to be my year. Hopefully, we'll be fighting. You know, COVID's going to be a thing in the past, you know, hopefully. You'll see big things from me in kickboxing, and that I promise.
Definitely. I'd hope to hopefully get you back on the show later on next year to obviously go back over what's new, what's gone on, what's old, and your future's looking like then. And it'd be a pleasure to, if you'd accept the invitation, to come back on next year after you've had a couple of farts and you're back into it all.
Oh, yeah. The honour will be mine, man. You know, it'll be a pleasure to come back on and talk about my future events.
Honestly, that's brilliant. I can much appreciate that. Well, unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, that is all we've got time for. So you can follow Ewan on his social media platforms, Ewan Hartley on Facebook. Go and check out his fart videos. Go and like and share his fart stuff. Get his story out there, because it's a very inspirational story for a lot of people. I do appreciate it. You can follow me at Kirkby_Carlos. You can follow the podcast at the Five Rounds Pod. So thank you for listening. Adios, amigos.